मित्रों, ऐसा होता है कि भारत से आने वाले, या यूं कहिए कि एशिया से, अन्य देशों से आने वाले प्रवासियों में बहुत सी सलाहियतें होती हैं, उनमें बहुत पोटेंशियल होता है, लेकिन ऑस्ट्रेलिया आने के बाद वो इतने कामयाब नहीं हो सकते जितना कि उनको होना चाहिए था। अब देखिए ना, भारत से आने वाले लोगों को अंग्रेज़ी भी आती है, शिक्षित भी हैं और टेक्नोलॉजी का भी अच्छा ज्ञान रखते हैं और व्यापार में भी हिस्सा ले सकते हैं, लेकिन कुछ ऐसी बातें हैं जिनकी वजह से वो इतने ज़्यादा सफल नहीं हो सकते जितना उन्हें होना चाहिए था। तो इस विषय पर आज हम चर्चा कर रहे हैं रोहिणी कापड़ात के साथ, जो कि चेयर मल्टीकल्चरल मिनिस्टीरियल बिजनेस एडवाइजरी काउंसिल हैं। तो रोहिणी जी इंग्लिश में बोलेंगी, तो नमस्ते रोहिणी।
नमस्ते कुमुद, हाउ आर यू?
बिल्कुल ठीक हूँ रोहिणी। आपने बहुत स्टडी की है प्रवासियों के बारे में, डायस्पोरा के बारे में, और वो इतना फ़ायदा नहीं उठा सकते समाज में जितना उनके अंदर पोटेंशियल है, जितना उनके अंदर सलाहियत है। तो हमारे जो ख़ासतौर से इंटरनेशनल स्टूडेंट्स वगैरह आते हैं, वो फ़ायदा उठाने के लिए ऑस्ट्रेलिया में क्या कुछ कर सकते हैं?
You know, Kumud, our diaspora here have significant potential to enhance Australia's economic engagement with Asia. Mm-hmm. You know, we've all heard about the Asian century and the fact that today Australia's prosperity lies in its ability to engage right across Asia, and of course in the booming markets of India and China, mm-hmm. more specifically. Mm-hmm. You know, but we find that that our diaspora, who can be very helpful in helping our companies engage in these markets, are underutilized. Mm-hmm. You know, we now need to realize their potential to build transnational business networks. Many of the people who are studying here in Australia carry with them, you know, links to families who have established big businesses in India, but here in Australia, they're not being recognized for these capacities. Right. So this is a big missed opportunity, I believe, for our country.
Sure. तो आपको क्या लगता है कि क्या ऑस्ट्रेलिया की सरकार ऐसे कौन से कदम उठा सकती है ताकि एंटरप्रेन्योरशिप और इनोवेशन को बढ़ावा मिले, और खासतौर से मल्टीकल्चरल जो एंटरप्रेन्योर्स हैं वो भी आगे बढ़ सके?
You know, I think now the government, especially the Victorian government, is taking steps to support multicultural entrepreneurship. You know, whilst they're supporting the ecosystem to help founders establish new startups, that helps the international students as well. As a matter of fact, just recently there was a you know, outcome hub has been launched, which enables international students to make that journey, that very, very treacherous journey from being a student to a startup founder. And that's been supported by Launch Vic, which is a Victorian government program that is there, that has put $60 million towards accelerating the startup ecosystem.
ठीक है, तो यानी हमारे जो मल्टीकल्चरल एंटरप्रेनर्स कुछ करना चाहें तो उनके लिए सरकार, विक्टोरिया की सरकार या अन्य राज्यों की सरकारें भी कई कार्यक्रम शुरू कर रही हैं। तो कामयाबी की कई कहानियां भी आप जानती होंगी, जहां मल्टीकल्चरल एक एनवायरनमेंट ने, बहुसांस्कृतिक माहौल ने लोगों को सफल होने में मदद की हो। यू नो, देव बीन हेल्प्ड बाय द मल्टीकल्चरल एनवायरनमेंट।
Absolutely. In fact, Kumud, I'll share with you a very personal story, just which occurred about a few weeks ago. I was returning from India on a business trip, and I took a taxi back home. And my taxi driver was a young boy named Manjinder Singh. And Manjinder, we got talking, and he talked about his studies in information technology. He'd done a master's degree here, and that what he found that he was not able to get a job, and he then slowly was guided by some of his mentors to driving taxis. So he'd been driving taxis for a few months then, and I started encouraging him to go back to the technology field, and to go networking and so on. And what I discovered was that when people fall into that trap of then driving taxis, it's very hard for them to find the time to do the necessary networking, to then get a job, to get themselves job ready. I then suggested a few ideas to him. And recently, just a few days ago, when I went to the launch of Outcome.hub, which is a new accelerator aimed at helping and enabling international students to make their journey from being a startup, from being a student to a startup founder, I found, lo and behold, Manjinder Singh was there, totally by coincidence.
Oh,
you know, it left
lucky.
Me with such a warm feeling. I have never felt more happy to see him. There he was with his beautifully, tied red turban, looking really smart in that audience. And he had made that leap across through this incubator. So okay. I just felt, well, he's tapped into the right ecosystem and he has a chance.
Absolutely. Ye to badi achhi aapne baat batayi. Hum log बिल्कुल पूरी तरह से डिग्निटी ऑफ लेबर में तो विश्वास रखते हैं. टैक्सी चलाना कोई बुरा काम नहीं, बहुत अच्छा काम भी है, लेकिन जब लोगों की डिग्रीज क्वालिफिकेशंस किसी और एरिया में हों लेकिन मजबूरी में वो टैक्सी चला रहे हों और उनको एक सहारा मिलता है लाइक आउटकम डॉट हब और लोगों को एक रास्ता नया दिखाया जाता है जहाँ से वो अपनी शिक्षा के मुताबिक, अपनी टेक्निकल नॉलेज के मुताबिक जॉब प्राप्त कर सके, तो ये बहुत अच्छी बात है.
Indeed, indeed. And this particular hub is based in Richmond in Melbourne. But it's well worth taking a look at how our government now supports the development of many such initiatives that particularly help our international students who bring with them great aspiration, great hope and capacity. And they've made big investments in their study and in their future. So I think it is only correct that we now stand ready to give them the right opportunities and really create a pathway to employability or entrepreneurship for our international students.
Thanks a lot for the information, and I'm sure that'll be most helpful to people who want to progress further in life.